Welcome to Money Talk with Tiff, a podcast where we discuss everything money, from tips and tricks to current events. Follow me on my journey to become debt-free and meet other cool people along the way. I am your host, Tiffany Grant. Now let's talk money. So I wanted this first episode to just briefly go over what Money Talk with Tiff is, how it got started, a little background history about myself, and then what you can expect from the Money Talk with Tiff podcast. So Money Talk with Tiff started as a blog. I started it in December of 2017, and it was just a way for me to get financial literacy out to the forefront, to get people talking about money, hence the name. I just want people to pay more attention to their finances. I was always giving advice to friends and family throughout the years, and I was like, let me just put it on the internet and make it more readily accessible for other people around the country, around the world. And that way we can just get more people talking about money. I feel like that's one of the reasons we're in such financial straits that we are, as Americans especially, is because we don't talk about money. Money, we're brought up to think that money is a taboo topic when it's not. We need to be talking more about it so that way we can learn more about it and grow from it. So that's how Money Talk with Tiff started. A little history about myself. I've always had an interest in personal finance. I can remember being as young as like 5 and sitting on the living room floor cutting coupons. Did anybody use the coupons? No, but I was going through the motions because I was interested in it. I was like, oh, these little pieces of paper are worth dollars. So you can use these little pieces of paper and go to the store and it'll be money off of your groceries or off of your items. And I just thought it was the coolest thing ever. So when we would go to the grocery store, I would pull all the coupons from the little automatic things that you don't see anymore. And I'm like, ooh, can we use this one? Can we use that one? Can we use this one? And honestly, I may have gotten that from my dad because my dad was a big couponer as well. And I didn't learn that until later in life that my dad used to coupon. So anyway, I can remember being that young, dealing with coupons, always curious about coupons. And then as I got older, I started budgeting, I started saving, I started investing, all of those things to lead me to this moment. And it's crazy because I joke and tell people I'm on my third career. So when I was in undergrad, I have my undergrad in business administration and management, I used to always think, I just want to be an administrative assistant. That's what I want to do with my life. And then my first job out of college was like, you know, going that path. And then I decided, you know, I don't know if this is really for me, but I like what this HR person is doing. So then I'm like, let me try HR. I went into HR. I had a very successful career in HR. I made it up the corporate ladder. And then I was like, you know what? Why not do what I've always enjoyed, what I've always loved, and that was finances. I would do my 9-to-5 HR job, and then I would go home and work on my blog talking about money. I would have more money magazines than I had HR magazines. And then that's when the light bulb went off for me. So I quit HR and I just went all in with Money Talk with Tiff, and it was wonderful. And then I was able to get a job with a local firm in finance just so I can get more breadth of experience. And it's been a wonderful journey. I feel like I'm really at a place where I'm doing what I love to do. So I say all of that to say, it's never too late to get started, whether it's with your financial journey, with your career, with your life. It's never too late to just embark on that journey. So I just want to encourage people to start their money journey. I'm here and I have all these free resources to help people. I started a YouTube channel last year and now I'm starting the podcast, which I kind of started last year, but never finished. So here I am again, and I'm just excited to see that more and more people are talking about money. And for me, like, this is what my life's calling is. So with the blog, you'll find topics on there, such as credit, debt, saving, budgeting, how to save money at the grocery store, things like that. And of course, those topics are also going to be talked about here. What I hope to accomplish with the podcast is just to reach more people, because honestly, as millennials, most of us don't really like to read. We're not going to sit there and read a blog post, but we'll listen to a podcast or we'll watch a YouTube video. So I just want to be on different channels to reach different audiences and get out there more. The format for the podcast is going to be mostly me having a discussion like we are now. I want it to feel like we're just sitting on the couch having a money discussion, you know, something that you may not was able to get growing up, or, you know, that you might not can talk about with family or friends. We'll talk about a variety of topics, some controversial, some personal. We'll get really into the nitty-gritty of finances. And then sometimes I'll have guests on, because, you know, I haven't been through all the experiences, and I want to have guests to give you a different perspective and different experiences. So maybe if you can't relate to me, you might can relate to my guests. So that's my whole goal with the podcast. I just graduated with my master's in business administration in December. Woohoo! But with that, I have a ton of student loan debt. So even though I talk about money and money is very important to me, I'm not perfect. And I want that to show in the podcast as well. This is my journey to be debt-free by 30, which time is ticking. I have about a couple years left, but I want to take you all on this journey with me, and I want everybody to start talking about money. So I hope you enjoy. Thank you for listening to the Money Talk with Tiff podcast. For free resources and materials, head over to moneytalkwitht.com. And while you're there, why not sign up for our newsletter so you'll never miss an episode? Talk to you soon.